The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. He can right now. He still has his cold. He's still cranky. Hi, Frank.
Yes, I still have my cold. This is now the second week of the second round of this cold. I know. Other people have it too. But that doesn't stop me from being cranky.
I understand.
Wouldn't I be cranky?
No reason. No reason. If nothing else, colds make you cranky, Frankie.
If my wife has used that line, actually.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
she and I did not speak.
Jill.
All right.
Yeah, nothing stops me from working for Robin Hood Radio, even in the depths of my cold.
We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
As to your listeners.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners, and you know that. So this week, here's what struck me this week. I got a stunning message from, this is a terrific consumer group called the Right Care Alliance. Now, catch this. Each year, 1 out of 5 Americans do not fill a prescription because they can't afford it. 1 out of 5, that's, 20% of us. So how can that possibly be in the richest country in the world? Well, here's a clue. We pay the highest drug prices in the world, often 3 times as much as other countries. No wonder. Just the 5 largest drug companies, just 5 of them, make more than $50 billion a year in profit. 5 drug companies, $50 billion, and 20% of us can't afford their prices. I'll tell you what, Jill.
Do that number. Yeah, do that number again.
The number is, I'm just counting 5 of the largest, making $50 billion in profits a year. And 1 out of 5 of us can't afford their prices. I think that's a national shame.
Not only a shame, it's an embarrassment.
Yeah, it's not where we should be. But I do have 3 big changes in the healthcare system that I think we should demand immediately. First, we should be allowed to import safe, FDA-approved drugs from Canada at a fraction of our prices. Now, some people do this, but actually it's illegal, largely illegal. So it's against the law, and that law has to change. We should freely import safe drugs from Canada. Second, we need to outlaw big pharma's tricks, and they've got plenty of tricks, that delay the manufacture of low-cost generics. We know what the tricks are. Outlaw them. Third, most important, really most important, we must allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices with Big Pharma. And I think this is so important. I think that question of where lawmakers stand on allowing Medicare to negotiate much lower drug prices, I think that's absolutely critical. And personally, now I'm speaking just for myself here, I only support lawmakers of either party who pledged to vote to allow Medicare to negotiate with drug makers. We could change that law in a hurry. If all of us asked every candidate that question and then voted them in or voted them out, that would have a tremendous impact. People can do one more thing. They can also join the Right Care Alliance at rightcarealliance.com, and that organization will help us to fight for the kind of changes I've outlined here. So that's sort of politics of it, Jill. I mean, I'd like to help the listeners now with, some practical tips on what they can do to cut their costs. And I don't want to plug my book, but I'm plugging my book. This is from largely from my book, Your Best Healthcare Now. So for openers, always take the drugs you need. Don't skip drugs, please. Take the drugs you need, but never take more than you need. So you've got to ask your doctor, why are you prescribing this drug? How will it help me? And when will I see the benefits? It's really important. You've got to know when you should be feeling better. For example, common urinary infections can be cured in just a few days with antibiotics. So you don't have to buy a 30-day supply. You say to your doctor, you know, just give me a 10-day supply. I'll save two-thirds of the money. And then if you don't feel better in a few days, call your doctor back up and get the help you need. Maybe it's a different medicine. Why keep wasting money on medicine that isn't working for you, especially when you know it should be, you should be feeling a lot better within a week? And in the same kind of vein, when you're starting a new drug, and I use this rule all the time, start with a 14-day supply, right? Make sure that that drug actually works for you before you waste money on a full month supply. Why should you buy a full month supply? You know, I'm not getting any benefit from this, and now I've got 20 doses sitting in my cabinet that doesn't help me, and I've wasted money on. And here's another one. People do not do this. Ask about the specific dosage of the drug, because the cost of different doses can vary like crazy. Now, there's a terrific outfit called GoodRx. They track the lowest available prices, and they make coupons available so you get your drugs at a really good price with their coupons. Here's what they tell me. This is, they just looked at one popular diabetes drug. The price can range from $4 a month, sounds reasonable, right, to $800, depending on the dose.
And how is one that's again, that's staggering. How is one supposed to know what dose they're? Does the doctor pay attention to the dose, or what? I mean,
the doctor often does not, unless you bring their attention to it. So let's say the doctor says, go down there, get, you know, specific dose, get 10 milligrams, get 20 milligrams, whatever he thinks will be right for you. It's up to you then to say, if the doctor can't tell you what it's going to cost, and often they can't or don't, okay, go to the pharmacy before you fill it and say, okay, you know, 20 milligrams, what's that going to cost? And if I got twice as many at 10 milligrams, what's that going to cost? Once you ask the pharmacist, again, they don't volunteer the information, but if you ask them the question, they will answer the question. And then you can make a rational decision. And you can go back to the doctor and say, do I really need 20 milligrams because it costs an extra $150 a month? And they'll say, well, you know, you actually could get by with 10, be fine. And you know, we'll monitor you closely, but you'll be okay. But you got to have the dosage is really important. Zero in on it and get your doctor engaged and your pharmacist engaged. Here's a very simple one, common sense, right? Always ask if there's a generic. There are new generics every month. Always ask if there's a generic. I mean, here's an example, Crestor, that's for cholesterol. That can cost $230 if you get the brand name, or $4 if you get the generic. And keep in mind, generics are FDA approved, so it's just as safe, it's just as effective, and you're saving yourself more than $200. And here's another one. Oh, wait, got this down. Always ask the doctor if there are free samples. Oh, the drug industry hands out $18 billion worth of samples a year, okay? So lots of doctors have cabinets full of free stuff. I once walked out of an office with $1,000 worth of a non-addictive painkiller, non-addictive for my aching back. And all I said was, you guys have any samples? And the doctor opens up a cabinet, fills a shopping bag, opens up another cabinet. I walk out with $1,000 worth of free medicine. Also, I'd add one more thing on this because I don't want to go on and on plugging my book, but I do have 17 ways to save money in one chapter in that book, and there are other good ideas throughout. So, you know, check it out. If prescriptions are something that that you're paying a lot of money for, that's a good resource. And I'd also add, Jill, you know, don't forget the Right Care Alliance. I mean, it's a really good organization. It's run by doctors devoted to making sure that their patients get all the care, everything they need, all the medicine they need, but no more than what they truly need. Because the fact is, we are a tremendously wasteful nation, especially when it comes to medicine. We spend $3 trillion a year on healthcare, and guess what? We waste about a third of it, almost $1 trillion, just purely in waste. So imagine a system where we started to get rid of waste. I mean, our healthcare costs could drop 15%, 20%. I'm being realistic here. And wouldn't that be wonderful to get a bill from your doctor essentially slashed by 15 or 20% because you're not wasting any money? And ideally, things like this can happen. Things that I've outlined here today can happen. If doctors, like the ones running the Right Care Alliance, they're not the only ones, but there are doctors out there who could write the rules and eliminate a lot of waste, but with our support. And I'd add this, I really, really believe this. Something must be done. We're really at an inflection point here because drug prices are out of control. We've got companies bringing drugs to market, and I'm not making this up. They're terrific jobs. They're, you know, one of a kind. They, you know, cure people at $1 million per dose for treatment. Up to $1 million.
And who can pay that? That's the part that's just very it's not only counterintuitive, it's mind-boggling.
The insurance companies pay. FDA if the FDA approves it, insurance companies pay. The government pays. But the bottom line answer, Jill, hey, we all pay. All those costs get spread out. You know, and the maker of the drug that's a breakthrough drug, they want $470,000 for it or $380,000 for it. These guys down in Philadelphia I came across who have a drug that can arrest a childhood blindness condition that's hereditary. They don't cure it. They don't claim a cure. They claim that they can stop it, slow it down for a couple of years, and they want $500,000 an eye. So why are you talking about $1 million? It's only $500,000 an eye. Why can they do that? Because they can show it works and nothing else on the market works. Okay, and they essentially set any price they want, and then the insurance companies pay it, and they spread the costs to everyone. And that's the game that the drug companies have been playing, and the insurance companies have been going along with, and the government through Medicare also hands over the dough. But we've reached a point where we've reached a point of essentially insanity, if we're normal people with common sense, because nobody can afford $380,000. Look, I've told you, I think I've mentioned this, but there is one pill I don't have to take any longer that was $18,000 a month. $18,000 a month. And when you ran it through Medicare and got to catastrophic care, it would cost me $800 out of my own pocket because that's the way that law is written. You don't get any relief. You end up with having to pay at least 5% of the cost of the drug. Even when you get through the donut hole and all the rest of that, you're still on the hook for 5%. Well, the law got written at a time when pills were, you know, $20 or $30. So, you know, 5% didn't mean much. Now, at $18,000, that's $800 a month out of my pocket. But here's the punchline. They're selling the drug in India for $10 a month of 30-day supply. $10. And guess what? They're making money.
Yeah.
They're making money.
It's just pretty unbelievable. We're out of time, but it's something that people need to be focused on because there are things that can be done, and it's flat wrong.
They need to focus on, everybody needs to focus on it because we're all paying the price.
Yeah.
We're all paying the price. It's built in, now built into our insurance. It's built into every drug cost that you have. It's built into the price of your toothpaste. So check out an organization that, like the Right Care Alliance, with a little bit of support. They make a lot of noise. They're right on the subject. Why should we waste so much money on healthcare? Get the stuff you need. Don't get anything more than you need. And if enough of us did that, we could drive prices down. And don't vote for any candidate. My personal feeling, don't vote for a candidate who doesn't support having Medicare negotiate much lower drug prices. That's essential.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. I know you're cranky.
I'm still cranky.
Yeah. Understandably. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now. It will help you save money.